אתם עם SBS בעברית.
היי שיין.
היי עמית.
Thanks for joining us again this week, and let's begin with the main headlines of this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News, and it's about a counterproductive motion passed over the weekend by the Labor Party.
Sure, we'll start with a motion passed at Victorian Labor's conference over the weekend calling for federal recognition of a Palestinian state during the current parliamentary term. Now, that's been described as counterproductive and, frankly, juvenile, and also based on ignorance. The Jewish News understands two Palestine motions were initially on the agenda at the conference before being pulled. One was subsequently put back as the last item of business and passed due to the left faction of the party having the numbers. It calls on the federal Albanese Labor government to, quote, to recognise the Palestinian state within the term of this parliament, joining with 138 countries which have already done so. The Jewish News also understands the Prime Minister's office intervened in an attempt to preserve Labor's current federal stance on the issue. However, groups including the left-aligned unions pushed back on that effort. Member for McNamara Josh Burns spoke against the motion. He said, "I didn't agree with the substance of it, which is why I spoke up and voted against it. The motion is non-binding and has no impact on the Australian Labor Party's national conference platform that will be negotiated in August." Fellow Jewish politician and Attorney General Mark Dreyfus noted that the last two ALP national conferences before Labor was elected accepted that this could only be a decision for the government. He said peace in the Middle East cannot be achieved by looking at one issue in isolation, and there can be no lasting solution that comes at the expense of either Palestinians or Israelis. Now, I should mention a spokesperson for Foreign Minister Penny Wong reiterated that the government, quote, is committed to a negotiated two-state solution in which Israel and a future Palestinian state coexist in peace and security within internationally recognized borders. She said through a spokesperson, viewing the conflict from just one perspective will not achieve peace. So there's been some reaction to all this from Australian Jewish communal leaders. For example, Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council Executive Director Colin Rubinstein called the counterproductive and frankly juvenile motion a setback to the peace process. He said the motion states that 138 other countries have recognised Palestine, but omits the crucial fact that Sweden is the only Western democracy to have done so, while most of the others did so in the context of the Cold War when they did not recognise Israel. Now, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews, when asked about the motion at a press conference last Tuesday, said had he been at the conference, he wouldn't have voted for the motion. He said, "My position on Israel has been very consistent and clear. It's not always popular, but it's in my view, and it won't change, that Israel has every right to be safe and secure in well-defined borders. And if you want peace, you need a partner for peace."
And that's the motion that passed at Victoria Labor's conference over the weekend, calling for federal recognition of a Palestinian state. Read more about it on this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News. And in other topics also related to Israel, Annalisa Foster, the president of the Australian Union of Jewish Students, calling to stand up and speak out against the views of Israel's Diaspora Affairs Minister. What's that all about?
So the Australasian Union of Jewish Students President Annalisa Foster said it was crucial for Jewish student leaders to come together and speak out against the views of Israel's Diaspora Affairs Minister Amichai Chikli. In a letter penned by European Union of Jewish Students President Avital Grinberg, Union of Jewish Students in the UK and Ireland, and Chikli was accused of making disparaging remarks about Reform Jews and Pride parades. I should mention Foster also signed that letter. Foster told the Jewish News, in a time when Jewish youth are facing increased anti-Semitism and hostility on university campuses, many find themselves confronted with the task of defending their Zionist identity when those outside our community question them for it. Therefore, she said, it was crucial for us to stand up against the mainstreaming of division and hatred in our own spaces and speak loudly for our Jewish values of inclusiveness, unity, and love as proud and unapologetic Jews. We are each elected in our respective unions to represent all Jewish students, including Reform and queer Jews, and we cannot stand idly by when Chikli, whose job is to engage and represent the views of the diaspora, is jeopardizing the core values we hold so dear. She ended by saying, as elected student leaders, we bear the responsibility to speak out against hatred and incitement against those we represent, no matter where it comes from. So coming together on this important statement is a showcase of our commitment to foster Jewish unity globally. Now, in June last year, Chikli posted on Facebook that he was glad that gay people, quote, no longer need to be ashamed of their sexual preferences, but this does not mean that it should be a reason for pride. And in the letter, the students said Chikli does not speak for the diaspora. Contacted for comment by the Times of Israel, Chikli said, I'm used to attacks and I accept them with love.
In a very diplomatic and friendly way to respond, at least he's taking it easy. Shall we move on to some good news?
Yeah, we'll move on to some good news now. Three things. One, in Our Big Kitchen, which is a Jewish charity in Bondi that produces hundreds of meals every week by volunteers to give to people in need. It was visited by two sets of high-profile people in the last fortnight, one from Morocco and one from some New South Wales politicians. So on June 13, Morocco's ambassador to Australia, Wassani Zailahi, visited Our Big Kitchen to witness the signing of a cooperation agreement between the Jewish-run food charity and a similar Moroccan-based charity called Jude. The founders of Our Big Kitchen, Rabbi David and Leah Slavin, welcomed Jude's founder, Hind Lady, who traveled all the way from Morocco for the occasion. And after the signing ceremony, they prepared and cooked Moroccan meals and pastries with Zailahi and members of his embassy staff for donation to Sydney Ciders. And on June 9th, Our Big Kitchen hosted a visit by member for Vaucluse, Kelly Sloan, member for Davidson, Matt Cross. Davidson's, of course, in the St. Ives area. And also New South Wales Legislative Council MPs Chris Ruff and Jackie Monroe. Now, for Cross and Ruff, it was their first time visiting Our Big Kitchen. And Cross said that, especially at a time when many people are struggling with the cost of living, Our Big Kitchen and its many volunteers provides help but also hope to people who are most in need. Some other good news is, of course, we talked about this, the King's Birthday Honours last week, and it's come to our attention there's, in fact, two more that we kind of missed. So that brings, I think, the number up to 46.
45, I think.
Oh, sorry, 45.
Yep.
So we have George Skaronski. He was honoured as a member of the Order of Australia. He has served as director of the intensive care unit at St. George Private Hospital until he retired in 2019. He told the Jewish News he was flattered to be acknowledged for his significant service to intensive care medicine and to medical research. He's the son of two Holocaust survivors, and he attended Mount Scopus College before relocating to Sydney. And he said a career highlight was when he served as president of the Australian and New Zealand Intensive Care Society. From a young age, he said he was fascinated by medicine and also very interested in science. Now, also from Adelaide, Leon Biner was recognized with a Medal of the Order of Australia for his service to radio broadcast media. Now, he started out in radio back in 1966, and he was on radio programs in every single Australian state capital city. And the peak, he was in the peak of his powers between 2000 and 2022 as the host of top-rating talkback show in Adelaide, Mornings with Leon Briner, on station 5AA. Briner told the Jewish News he has found radio broadcasting thoroughly rewarding for decades. He said, "Radio is, in my view, the most effective medium for discussion, spreading ideas and putting forward ideas because of its immediacy." He said, "If you want to know what people's views are on anything, radio is the tried and true way." And I'm sure, Amit, you would agree on that.
I would definitely agree on that, Shane.
Yes, and look, Briner shed tears when completing his final breakfast radio show last December after 23 years on 5AA. But he said he's far from putting his feet up. He said, "Even though I've technically retired, I still have a lot of things I'd like to do. And in fact, I've never been busier." So congratulations and mazel tov to George and to Leon.
Mazel tov and congratulations. Look, there are so many members in our community that really deserve a recognition and they haven't been acknowledged yet, and it's not always possible to hear all of them. So thanks for sharing, Shane, and hopefully we hear more stories like these in the near future and there will be more opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many people that volunteer in particularly, do their normal job, but also volunteer in their spare time on boards and just helping other people. Look, the next opportunity for honours will be in January, as usual. It'll be the Australia Day Honours Awards. So this Honours Awards happens twice per year, once in January and once in June. So let's hope many more Jewish people will be acknowledged in January.
And on that positive note, let's finish off with some more good news.
Yes, so mazel tov to Justice Mordechai Bromberg, a former St Kilda footballer of all things, but he's become president of the Australian Law Reform Commission for a five-year term beginning on July 10. So congratulations to him. And also in this week's Jewish News, we have, of course, our AFL 18-year-old superstar, Harry Sheezel. He was recruited, of course, for the North Melbourne Kangaroos, and he's a former Ajax Footy Club junior. And last weekend, he was the keynote speaker at the annual Ajax Footy Club President's Lunch. So it was a delight for many juniors at the club and the current adult senior players and everyone who's involved with Jewish footy in Melbourne to hear him speak, and the Jewish News did a one-on-one interview with him as well, and he just said he's so happy at North Melbourne. He said, "We have such a good group of boys and a great culture at the club, and everyone's really close and wants each other to succeed." And he said, when asked for his best advice to youngsters hoping to become AFL players one day, he said, "The number one thing is work hard consistently, as everything adds up." And he said, "You shouldn't need to motivate yourself to do something you love. And that's why I still, to this day, just want to do everything I can to get better."
Shane Ziatnik from the Australian Jewish News on what's new on this week's edition of the AJN. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.